Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Get back!
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Comedian Greg Morton live from Toronto, Canada. Later on, Dr. Ed Dominguez live from Dallas, Texas. Also going to check in. It's Monday, June 1st, the beginning of what, Craig?
This is the beginning of National Furious Masturbation Month.
Furious.
I'm going to have to get on board.
Last month was just regular.
Yeah.
Masturbation month.
Well, I was practicing. Yeah.
Right. For you. For me, I only know one speed.
And it's furious?
Yep.
All right. Fast and furious.
I don't have another
too
gear.
Fast. Yeah.
Too fast, furious. Our stream is messed up, so go to one of the radio stations.
It should be fixed shortly.
Okay, cool. I'll let you know.
New study from the UK says that only 40% of adults have taken part in any form of sexual activity in the previous 7 days.
Well, how do they?
They asked them.
So just it's a rolling 7 days, basically, because by the time the report comes out, another day is gone.
Okay. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That sounds about right. 40%, 7 days.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Researchers.
That seems like a pretty good count, though.
Researchers found that being younger, male, married, and an alcohol drinker were associated with greater sexual activity.
Oh, married?
Yeah.
Well, because you're living with her, you have someone with which to have sex. Tag, you're right.
I think I check all the boxes there. What were the criteria again?
No, you don't, actually.
Well,
younger.
Younger.
Okay, no. You lost me there.
you'll check the first box.
You're generally male, you are married, you are an alcohol drinker. That's associated with greater sexual activity.
Well, three of the four.
Yeah. Yeah, but they were asking for 4 of 4.
Does that include masturbation?
No, but it should. No, it'd be 100%. It'd be 80% of masturbation. Yeah.
Well, it says any form of sexual activity.
You haven't masturbated in the past 7 days. What the hell's wrong with you?
Yeah. Right. You should probably bust one off.
Right.
Relax a little bit.
Start now.
Well, unless you're in public, but start. Find a place that's private. Start now.
As soon as you can.
Right.
The researchers said that they expected there to be a high level of sexual activity while social isolating at home, but they found a very low level, and they think it could be explained by people currently feeling anxious and stressed owing to the pandemic and just not being in the mood to engage.
I think that's two things are huge, the anxious and stress. Also, we keep mentioning on this show that a lot of people have other people in the house all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we like to scream when we have sex.
Do you?
By you mean you.
I mean all of us, man. I've heard you guys.
And they do say, remember that your safest and often best sexual partner is yourself.
Yep. Fast and furious.
Yeah. You're always there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty quiet. I'm really not that vocal. Yeah. You know, a little... You'll hear that if you listen closely. But you got to be right
there.
Well,
usually you can't hear me over her, you know.
You got to get louder.
Yeah.
Just.
Don't want to wake up the neighborhood.
Some people watching the SpaceX live stream over the weekend where we launched our rocket.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. That was some good news over the weekend.
Yes, it was. Some people watching that live stream saw flying objects that were not the SpaceX rocket. They think they were UFOs. UFO expert Pedro Ramirez wrote on his Facebook page, so far two UFOs have been detected during launch. The first of them can be observed very close to the stratosphere. The next one seems to be closer to the Crew Dragon. However, we are still checking the captured material.
So you're saying there's a big spaceship out there going, oh, look, they think that's cute, isn't it? That's cute. They're in the air. Isn't that cute?
Oh, they're celebrating this.
Pedro says,
what's the noise they make when they fly by, Todd? Oh, look, that's cute. It's lips on command, man.
It is on command.
Yeah.
That was his nickname back in high school.
Lips on command.
Right. You had the moth noise in that within, a minute of each other? It's impressive just being able to bust them out.
I know. Orgasm and spaceship. It'd be funny if you orgasm like the spaceship. That'd be weird.
You think we would have known before now.
No, that's not a spaceship. That's Todd Orgasm.
That's me being a buffoon. Yeah. A guy on the email called me a buffoon over the
That's
weekend.
Awesome. And a doofus.
A doofus, yeah.
He called them both that? He called them both
yeah.
that?
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was inarguable. Yeah. The circumstances he presented it led to, yes, I am a buffoon, and I am a doofus, and that is my role.
Nothing you can do. Yeah, there's no comeback.
No.
No, Todd didn't. I didn't respond to the guy. I just erased
him. No, I didn't either. And I am now.
Saying,
I can't argue with anything that he said.
It's very astute. That's funny. My nephew this week told me that my parents should have named me Alcoholic Stupid Allen.
How old's your nephew?
7.
Oh, 10.
Smart kid. Smart kid. He had to hear it from somebody else. You don't come up with that at 10
years old. So the alcoholic is the first name. It wasn't stupid alcoholic. It was alcoholic stupid.
Right. Stupid's the middle name.
Stupid would be a great middle name, though.
So alcoholic gets top billing?
Yep.
Yeah.
Alcoholic S. Allen.
Damn, man, you've been paying attention.
You tell him to shut up?
I just laughed.
Shut up.
Not that stupid.
But give me another drink.
You forgot Stoner.
Right. I'd have to change my last name.
Right.
The BBC is reporting and saying that in the Bay of Naples, there's a super volcano. Underground chambers formed hundreds of thousands of years ago, stretching from the outskirts of Naples to underneath the Mediterranean Sea.
Not to be confused with the Yellowstone super volcano.
Just a warning. Just a test.
This one.
Just a test.
Appears to be a little more erratic as far as eruption schedule goes.
It's a 7-mile-long caldera where about 500,000 people live. There were vast eruptions here. 200,000, 39,000, 35,000, and 12,000 years ago.
See, that's kind of spotty. That's not regular like the Yellowstone supervolcano, which blows up every 60,000 years or something like that.
There have been no eruptions at all since 15 and 38, and that was a comparatively small event.
Where is that located?
It's only a test. Italy.
Naples, yeah.
An acceleration of processes causing deformation and heating within the caldera means that fears are growing. That magma deep inside this thing could be reaching the critical degassing pressure.
You're getting me hot.
Had me at magma deep inside.
I was going to say, talk slowly and lick your lips, Craig.
They say a sudden, large-scale release of volcanic gases could abruptly inject heat into surrounding hydrothermal fluids and rocks. This can cause catastrophic rock failure within the volcano, triggering an eruption. A study published a couple of years ago found evidence that the supervolcano has been building towards an eruption for decades.
Payne's and Van Halen bills today, huh?
They say it's in a critical state. Antonio Costa.
Man, this is like we need this, Craig.
Antonio Costa of the National Institute of Geophysics and Volcanology in Bologna. Or Bologna.
No, Bologna. I like it.
I like Bologna.
Stick with it.
Or Bologna. Part of a team monitoring the supervolcano said they expect something like a violent Strombolian eruption.
Hold it.
Strombolian.
Strombolian? I never heard that, except when it came to the food. What's Strombolian mean?
A violent Strombolian eruption would blast molten rock and volcanic gases a few thousand feet into the atmosphere. It would potentially require the evacuation of hundreds of thousands of people.
Do a Stromboli on the
but
fire.
But comparatively speaking, this would be minor.
And I want a Stromboli like now. I've been a Stromboli in a long time, man. I lived in those in college.
Wasn't that the name of a character in Pinocchio?
Stromboli.
What is a Stromboli?
Well, it's a calzone, except it's not. It's a little different.
Similar to a calzone.
Similar. Oh, you never had a Stromboli?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I've had a calzone.
Yeah.
So if this erupts in Italy, would that... if Yellowstone happens here, there'd be so much destruction. Right. But would it be the same thing
we have time
for us here?
Or we'd be stuck in the basement.
Yeah, but the volcanic ash would get into the jet stream and potentially affect the whole world.
So we got that going.
Yeah, volcanic winters.
We got that for us.
That.
Yeah, that'll be next year, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. We'll finally get through these riots and the COVID.
Yeah. 2021 was, we thought, the good old days of 2020.
Yeah. So that's your...
Geppetto. I was thinking Geppetto.
Ah.
Not Stromboli.
You were close.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Wasn't even close.
So they were said that they were asked. So when's this going to blow up? And the answer is,
okay.
Yeah, the answer is, I don't know. They don't know.
No, I was right. Yeah. Stromboli was the guy who owned the puppet show.
Really?
Geppetto was just the puppet master.
Yeah,
so he was in there somewhere.
Just a Stromboli sounds good.
The reason they say we don't know is because the last time these things happened. Humans weren't around.
No, you're right.
We've got nothing.
No record.
We can look back on the record.
No record.
But we don't know what to expect.
So it was 6,001 years ago?
Yeah.
The last time?
Yeah.
Ask Jesus.
Isn't there something they can
do?
They
say we don't know where we are on these cycles. Because we weren't around.
Right.
We don't know where we are on these cycles.
That to worry about now.
What if they drilled a big hole and like relieved some of the pressure?
That's
Is there anything you can do?
I'm sure they've thought of that because I always think of that too.
Not good enough.
But we're lay people, so we don't know.
Once upon a time, I read something about that, and that's not a viable option.
But if you get some pressure,
I forget why.
If you get some pressure, Nick, we'll drill a big hole.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, maybe not a big one.
Well, a couple of them.
We'll do what we can.
All right.
It worked for the kid in elementary school who smashed his thumb in the door.
That's right.
You just drill a hole in the thumbnail.
Right.
I don't know why this wouldn't work.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Over the weekend, I saw a post, I believe it was on Reddit, from a guy who's delivering for DoorDash.
All right. I get DoorDash, Grubhub, all those things.
He was delivering an order from a local sushi joint.
All right. Oh, don't tell me he did something wrong to sushi.
To a fellow named Tom.
He teabagged the sushi.
Last night.
No. He said that the odd thing about this order was the second half of the order is exactly to the T what his girlfriend always gets.
Oh no! By the way, that Uber guy, I think the other guy's lying.
Two dragon rolls, extra sriracha on the side, and a large iced tea. She's very particular.
Oh, that is really oddly specific.
She's got a coworker named Tom.
Oh no!
That she's mentioned, and she said she was going to go spend the night in Denver with her sister.
Does she know her husband drives for DoorDash?
Or boyfriend.
Whatever. Because, I mean, you're not taking that risk.
She would have to.
Of course she does.
Hey, side piece. Order from
DoorDash.
DoorDash.
Well, a lot of restaurants just affiliate themselves with, you know, one particular food delivery service.
I'm just saying that, but either way, she probably didn't. What are the odds? But go ahead. Tell us what happened.
So he pulled up to these very nice departments, knocked on the door. Handsome fellow named Tom answered, handed him the food, and he heard a familiar voice from the background say, "Make sure there's sriracha," or sriracha. And he said,
"You whore!"
It was his girlfriend, and he looked back there and saw her in T-shirt and panties.
Oh,
it's you.
Did she say, we're not having sex, I'm just having sushi with my panties on?
Neither one of them said anything.
That's stuck to the tape.
Neither one of them said anything. He said nothing. She said nothing. They've both just gone on their way. Yeah. Haven't heard from each other since, apparently.
Yeah,
a lot of people are blowing holes in the story of our Uber driver.
Oh, he sucked us in.
But, again, Ed, I applaud his. If that was all fiction, he's indeed a good fiction writer, and I'll take more of it.
He might not have started his fiction.
I think at the end, he was just dragging us along there.
If he did the DNA test.
Oh, yeah, we saw that.
And it was his brother.
They did the same
thing. The DNA would have been too close.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, too close?
No, you're right. If it's your brother, your DNA is pretty much the same.
No.
Or
it's closer. It's a lot closer.
Oh, yeah.
Not the same. Yeah. It's obviously different.
But I think it would take a more complicated test to determine if it was his brother. If it was just one of those basic mail-in DNA tests.
No, that's good enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But either way, though, it's crap. The story's crap.
We think.
Because everything I said, he just changed it. Oh, and she's black, and I play basketball. All my friends are tall. I mean, come on. Just shut up. Even tall guys have shorter friends.
Yeah, he's doing like an improv game. Like, yes, and.
Yes, and.
Either way, it started out as a great show.
It did. Yeah, it did.
It makes me question the entire thing.
It does. I think you're right. It makes me go back the whole way to the whole original one.
Yeah, did that happen?
Right, did that happen?
The sushi order.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, if he made it all up, he's very inventive. It had to be inspired by real events.
We could have got sucked in by this, but I love the story, except it really didn't end the way I was hoping it would end. Like, here's your sushi, whore.
Yeah.
You know,
here's your wasabi, bitch.
I've had this for, of course, that guy probably knows she has a boyfriend on the side. Who knows?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe not.
Here's your wasabi, bitch.
It's less complicated.
I love that place. I go there a lot.
In this situation.
It's good.
That's my sushi. I'm going to open that up.
Just because they're boyfriend and girlfriend.
What's the name of your sushi place? Here's your wasabi, bitch.
Easy for a boyfriend and girlfriend to just break up.
Right.
They obviously weren't living together.
But you would still, I don't understand.
And she's obviously whoring around during a pandemic.
Whore. I don't understand
or sushi.
No reaction. I think one of those two, maybe, actually, she's going to be quiet because she's going to go, oh, my God, you caught me. But he's a better man than me.
He's a better man because it was up to him to say nothing.
And by the way, I'm not the kind of guy that I wouldn't blame the dude. I would say, you know, because whatever, the dude's a dude. You would say, well, what are you doing?
Right, she's a pretty complicit girlfriend.
Yeah, you'd have to say something.
Right.
Yeah, he must have just been done with her.
Yeah, maybe he didn't care.
After that, right.
Maybe he just didn't care.
Yeah, good, she's gone.
Yeah.
Maybe it was all leading up to this anyway.
Yeah.
Good luck, Tom.
But she traded up, actually.
Because she drives for DoorDash?
DoorDash dude says he's delivering to really nice apartments.
Oh, he does say that. Okay.
Yeah. So for her, she probably traded up.
It could be a second
she
job.
Feels, at least. Yeah. She feels, at least. She probably traded up.
Yeah, that's a good point, though. When I used to deliver pizza in college, if I just showed up at somebody's nice apartment with a pizza in my crappy car, and he was banging my girlfriend, I was like, "Yeah, well, you got more than me.
Whatever.
What are you going to do?
I got it.
Probably the right call.
Nice place. I'm driving a 72 Cricket out there. And I'm delivering pizza for Domino's with my cool hat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, in general, if you can bang the guy ordering the pizza or the guy delivering the pizza, you bang the guy ordering the pizza.
Yeah, that's true. I'll give you that.
Or the sushi rolls.
Yeah.
Whatever the case may be.
Or in her case, she could do both.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah. She's done with the delivery guy.
Oh, where's the wasabi, bitch? I love that place.
Sriracha. She wanted sriracha.
Don't squabble that name. That's my name. I opened a sushi restaurant.
I could be successful.
I think so, too. I'm looking for investors.
Then they used to
They're like, gonna try to take you, talk you into taking the bitch off the Navy. You got to stand strong.
I got you. It doesn't make it. Where's the wasabi? Means there's no wasabi. So it's where's the wasabi, bitch?
That implies there is some, and you need it soon. Yeah. There's gonna be problems.
Right.
Well, they have those restaurants, don't they? Like they're like diners where the wait staff is all just really mean to you. Like that's their gimmick.
There's one in Texas that has that.
I remember being one in Chicago one time.
It's a chain that does that. Yeah. They just yell at you and call you a whore.
Yeah. This is the you know the Asian version of that.
Right.
Here's your wasabi, bitch.
But only when you order extra wasabi. Otherwise, they'll say anything to you.
So the Queen has now had pictures taken of her making her first appearance outside since the lockdown began. She's 94. She was pictured riding a pony.
Aw.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Was she ever hot?
You know what? No, sure, when she was coronated, she was a pretty young woman, but that was like the 40s.
Yeah, I mean, she's super old.
I mean, she was really, maybe the early 50s, I think she was coronated. But I think she was actually pretty in the time,
94 is old to be on a pony.
Yeah. Ride that pony.
You could put anything.
Oh, yeah, it's old to do anything, yeah.
Well, good for her. Because you got to hear, I got some audio of her riding a pony. You want to hear
that? No, I don't. That's horrible.
Are you sure?
Do it.
I'm positive. I do not want to hear the screaming and the cracking.
In the morning. I want to hear it. Oh, it's not that audio at all.
Isn't it?
No, I got audio.
Or is it the cracking and screaming or the screaming and cracking?
I have audio of the Queen of England.
No.
Riding a pony.
No, I don't think you
They sent that down today. You missed that audio.
I must have.
You missed that. All right.
I must have missed that.
You must have missed that, yeah.
The whole royal family is so weird to me. She's like, I'm the queen. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So?
No, it is kind
what
of
What is happening here?
Well, obviously, some people leave that, too, you know, thinking it's no big deal. Until they,
That's impressive.
Until they lose all their, like, you know.
Everything.
Money and all that crap. Yeah,
you can't just make the call anymore.
No, you can't.
Go back to your castle.
Man. Yeah. Some reason I can't find it today.
Oh, that's too bad.
I don't know what
it just came in. I think it's new.
Brand
it's in that new it's in that new spot
that you didn't think to load. No. Somebody
still loading.
Did somebody take out the queen riding the pony?
If I knew I would have if I knew how, I probably would have.
I'll look forward to it in a break, and I'll find it, all right? Okay.
Oh, wait, let's do this.
Okay.
Yeah, I found some old photos of Queen Elizabeth. In this one, she's 21, but back in 1947, when you were 21, you looked 40.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, right.
That's and the queen. Yeah.
That gave me just enough time to find the audio, too. So go ahead, Craig.
Out of England... At lunchtime on Saturday, an 82-year-old man and his 78-year-old wife were walking in the Yorkshire Dales. The Yorkshire Evening Post reported that the couple disturbed a herd of cows who had calves with them. The cows attacked the couple, police say. The 82-year-old man is survived by his badly bruised wife.
Yeah.
She is not thought to be seriously injured.
Yeah.
I thought for sure they weren't going to survive that story.
No, Craig told me off the air, don't worry about it. But I'm thinking, no, I like when you say she's dead now or he's dead now.
Well, see, perhaps you missed that part.
Go ahead.
The 82-year-old man is survived.
He's dead now.
You missed that part, didn't you?
You screwed me up during the break.
I said I was going to tell you in a different way this time.
All right.
I caught it.
Thank
sneaky.
You.
I caught that.
Thank you. Not
did
everyone
not.
Did.
I heard survived, and I was like, oh, good for him.
Yeah.
No, he is survived by his badly bruised wife.
You mixed it up is what you did. I got it. All right.
He is survived by his badly bruised wife.
Yeah.
She is not thought to be seriously injured. Speaking he was pronounced dead at the cow scene.
Speaking of badly bruised.
No.
How old's the queen? 94.
94.
On a horse?
On the horse. That's horrible.
And added bonus, the horse. is in that bit.
Very good.
Yep. But look at Craig going to his changeup. I didn't know he had that.
Well, he kind of warned me off the air, but he didn't tell me he was going to end the story. I thought they just lied.
No, that was pretty clever. I think that's the first time you used that verbiage.
Yeah.
He generally goes with a fastball right down the pipe.
I do. That's generally, a change up. He's dead now, and she's she'll be fine.
I got caught looking on that one.
Yeah.
Well, you're alcoholic, stupid Alan. Yeah. That's why. Greg Morton, we get back. All right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.